Governor Mark Dayton visited St. Cloud State University on a tour in which he urges legislators to compromise. This is after the missed June 1st deadline to pass the state's tax bill and bonding bill. Dayton reported a $101 million error on the tax bill and refused to sign. Just after noon on Friday, city officials and the public were invited to the Administrative Services Building to discuss investments in higher education, job creation, public safety, and clean water. Dayton began the session by thanking the public, addressing errors on the tax bill, and plans for the bonding bill.
And I do thank you for your attendance because, you know, this solution to getting a bonding bill and getting a tax bill error-free is going to require bipartisan cooperation, both the House and Senate. The bonding bill requires 60% vote in both bodies, so that means there need to be DFLers involved in the House formulation and Republicans involved in the Senate formulation. So we have a really important opportunity here to come together, and my message is, I hope all of you will encourage all the legislators in this area and anyone else you know that we need to compromise, we need to come together. The bonding bill that passed the House and the Senate was $995 million. My last proposal was $1.2 billion. I believe there's funding in there, for example, increased funding for HEPA, for the MNSCU system, and other projects that are really important to Minnesota, certainly very important to St. Cloud. So I'm asking to meet halfway, $1.2 billion, and $995 million is just about $1.1 billion. Those of you who are math majors can do the fraction. I used to be able to. But it's really important that we find that common ground and work together.
Dayton is now racing a one-month deadline to get the bonding bill and tax bill passed, which includes plans for St. Cloud State.
The tax bill, which I would have signed if it had been error-free, but $101 million error is a significant chunk of state revenue, and that bill would take effect on July 1st. So if we can get this accomplished in the month of June, which we certainly can, if we're all willing to work together, we'll be able to get that, call a special session, get that bill passed, get the bonding bill passed, and we'll move ahead together.
Dayton's proposed bonding bill involves more than $18 million of funding for Eastman Hall on the SCSU campus. The plan is to turn the 85-year-old building into a modern health services facility.
You know, the new Eastman Hall renovation is exactly the kind of, you know, new investment we need to make to make this an even better campus, an even better learning environment for all the students and for the faculty and all the rest of you who work here. So these are investments in the future of Minnesota, and that's why it's so important that we come together and get this accomplished. I think that you can't do a more important service to the betterment of a campus than to have a good student health center and available to others as well. So that'd be a key project.
Dayton is also insisting on including $1.1 million to help improve security and repair the Engineering and Computing Center at the university. Dayton's tour is taking him to Duluth, Moorhead, Worthington, Mankato, and Rochester, among other cities, in addition to stopping in St. Cloud. He's encouraging Minnesotans to contact their legislators to ask for compromise on the terms discussed during the special session. Reporting for KVSE News, I'm Karina Borash.